Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here, your host, producer, audio engineer, webmaster, researcher, and writer for What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series. And this year, for International Women's Day, we're doing a very special show. I'd like to think that they're all special, but this one kind of makes me a little hometown proud. You're going to find out why. Today, we're looking at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's most epic fail, the absence of Carole Kaye. And this is the woman behind the soundtrack of our lives. Yes. Just a little over a month ago, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced the recipients of their awards for the year 2020. As has become the norm, numerous online posts lament the inclusion of many seminal artists. 5 years ago, I created a series of posters spotlighting the women who have been inducted. Mind you, I had to do statistical research myself, as the Rock Hall does not break down inductees by gender, nationality, or ethnicity. At that time, less than 9%, let me repeat that, less than 9% of all inductees were women. And sadly, little has changed. In fact, the only bright light among my research was that unlike the men inducted, over 50% of the women inducted were persons of color. Is there obvious sexism going on here? Well, is the Pope Catholic? The Rock Hall states the following. Artists become eligible for induction 25 years after the release of their first record. Criteria include the influence and significance of the artist's contributions to the development and perpetuation of rock and roll. I can't solely lay the blame on the Rock Hall, however. Anytime the mere mention of voting comes around, all I primarily see are people posting about their favorite performers. Don't think that I don't get it. Performers are the most visible choices. What this almost never includes are women in the business who do not wish to be center stage. The problem is that when we only talk about lead performers, we somehow are dismissing the great talents that women bring to the industry. You want to go on about Susie and the Banshees, who are an obvious public snub and deserve to be in, but never give thought, by and large, to other careers in the business. Vivian Carter was the first woman to run a record company, VJ. She was also a person of color. Susan Rogers is an audio engineer and currently a college professor. Of course, we cannot forget the late Linda Creed, one of the most gifted songwriters of any generation. But you know, don't take my word for it. Look no further than the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom and hear Lisa Fisher's story. No one batted an eye when drummer Hal Blaine was inducted as a sideman in 2000, a brand new Rock Hall category that year. Of course, a woman he worked with, Carole Kaye, has been totally ignored. Kaye, originally from Everett, Washington, relocated with her family to the harbor area of Los Angeles, Wilmington, in the 1940s. For those of you who are fans of the show, know that I spent many of my formative years there. She eventually started out playing in jazz clubs and became one of the most in-demand session musicians in her adopted hometown, playing on over 10,000 recordings. She started off on guitar, but is most notably worked for her work on the Fender Precision Bass. She was the only woman in the group of session musicians, eventually known as the Wrecking Crew, who played on more hits than you can list at any given time of the day. She retired several years ago, but make no mistake, her influence is everywhere, and without you knowing it, has become the backbone of the soundtrack to our lives. I always state this program is about letting the music do the talking. Trust me, children of the revolution, you will never hear these songs in the same way again. And I am dedicating this program to another international woman, Coral Mallow. She's been under the weather lately, and I sincerely hope this program brings you some much-needed joy during your convalescence. Are you still playing the saxophone, my lovely? I sure hope so. And we're going to be kicking off our program today with a track from 1971. And Frank Sinatra, yes, who many consider the greatest singer of all time, said that this was his favorite singer. Yeah, that's a compliment. Probably couldn't get much higher than that. He had an amazing and very long career as a singer, primarily in jazz and blues and R&B and even a disco hit. However, his work is, I hate to say the word overshadowed, but it's probably the best word I could use, by his tireless work through a series of annual telethons for the United Negro College Fund. This is Lou Rawls, Carole Kaye on bass, with A Natural Man, and we'll see you in just a few minutes.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, babies. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, cause I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer in some dive. Cause I want to be happy and free, living a natural man. Like a natural man.
Like a natural man.
I said a natural man.
Just like a natural man.
Well, now I tried to do what others said that I should do. They said that I should fit in, fool 'em, fake it well. Those kind of dudes just make me crazy and blue. Man, I just can't. Just like a natural man.
Just like a natural man.
A natural man.
Just like a natural man.
Just like a natural man.
Una boca de gracia, una boca. for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Thank you.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to our very special and very full International Women's Day 2020 show here, spotlighting the work of one of the greatest session musicians of all time, the lovely and talented and still with us, Carol Kay. In fact, her birthday, her 85th birthday is on the 24th this month. Find her on Twitter, please. I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. I know she loves to hear from her fans. Let's recap what we've heard in the first of our four parts. Yes, a little bit extended show this month, this week. What day is it? The damn daylight savings time just kills me every time. Kicked it all off with A Natural Man by Lou Rawls. La Bamba. Yes, La Bamba by Ritchie Valens follows that. And Ritchie Valens was truly one of the first, if not the first, major breakthrough star of Hispanic origin on the pop charts here, and an early rock and roll innovator and pioneer. Unfortunately, we lost him on that same fatal plane crash. It also took the lives of Big Bopper and Buddy Holly. And Carol Kay plays the guitar on this one, as she does the next song. One of my favorite versions of any song from Porgy and Bess. That was Summertime, Part 1 by the man who invented soul. That was the title of one of these albums, that these compilations that was put out. You know, it's kind of hard to argue on that one. That was Sam Cooke. After that, oh my God, one of the biggest songs ever of the 1960s, These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra, released in the fall of 1965. It was actually, believe this or not, the number one hit in South Africa that year. And a number one single in early 1966 here. And there were actually not one, but two basses on that. Chuck Berghofer plays the double bass, the acoustic one here that makes that that line, that walking line, and then Carol comes right in and just lays that amazing foundation with her electric bass. Following that, from an album which many people consider to be the greatest masterwork ever in rock and roll, Pet Sounds, that was the lead track, Sloop John B by the Beach Boys. And I don't know how difficult it might have been for Brian Wilson, but he decided that he needed some help, outside musicians and things like that. And he and Carol Kay formed a tremendous bond, and she worked on many, many of their mid-60s hits. And this was really amazing because Brian Wilson himself is also a very accomplished bass player. They're still friends, and Carol speaks of him quite often and quite highly. Following that was another personal friend of Carol Kay's, the late Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman, and a song that Rolling Stone magazine once called country's first existential song. It's an amazing song written by the master himself, Jimmy Webb. And supposedly this was an unfinished song. There was a missing third verse that Webb never got to finish because he was on deadline. I don't think it changes anything. It's just an ethereal classic. Glenn was also part of the Wrecking Crew. And in one story I read about Carol Kay, she said early in her career, when they were all gigging around, he would play her these dirty little country songs that just would make her laugh. Yes. And the song we just heard, oh my God. Then He Kissed Me by The Crystals, recorded at Gold Star Studios, has just about everything else that Phil Spector produced. Spector was also one of the songwriters on this. And Carol Kay and the Wrecking Crew played on almost every single one of those classic Spector songs. I mean, if that was the only thing she could lay claim to, there's probably about, you know, six or seven dozen top 10 hits alone right there. She went on to talk about Spector, says, he was different. Either people really liked him or they were really afraid of him. And she said she was somewhere in the middle. Oh, yes. Oh, man. It's amazing to be a survivor, isn't it? Now, our next song is actually won the Grammy Award for Song of the Year and another one for Best Pop Performance. It was slightly controversial for its time due to its political nature, and was written and produced by the artist himself. We're going to hear him in just a second. Carol plays bass on it. She's loved this song, according to some reports I read about some of the work she's done. But it's not his best-known song today. That would go to Lynn Anderson's Rose Garden about a year later. This is Games People Play by Joe South, and we'll see you at our third part.
La 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 night and every day now. Never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the moon to hell with hate, come on, get on. Around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Charleston was once the rage,
History has turned a page,
The minute skirts the current thing,
Jeannie Viper is our newborn king,
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Men still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee,
la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Oh,
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're now listening to, the audio education. An anthology series. Can you tell I do these in one take? And it's International Women's Day 2020. Yes, I'm going to be broadcasting this late Sunday night. So most of you, many of you, will be getting it on Monday morning. And hopefully you did turn your clocks ahead. I know, what would we do without cell phone technology, right? Still always throws me. So let's see if I can get my act together to recap what we heard in the second of our four parts. Thank you, Ms. Carol Kay, for these lovely memories. And there's still more to come, Children of the Revolution. And Coral, I hope you're enjoying this. Coral Mallow, the woman I've dedicated this to, she once told me that she loved these shows where we had a lot of different types of artists, things of this nature. And there's going to be a surprise. I told her not to look at the track list before, and she's going to understand why when we get into the third section. All right, so recapping our second part, Games People Play by Joe South, The Beat Goes On by Sonny and Cher, and Carol knew Sonny and Cher back in the day. You see, Sonny Bono was a protege of the one and only Phil Spector, and Cher, his soon-to-be wife, sang backup on many of those classic hits that Carol played on as well. While they were signed to Atlantic, this was their second biggest single, and that bass line is all Carol, yes, and it is just it just anchors and just guides the song. In a sense, if you hadn't noticed, she was really just, and still is, probably, I don't know if she still plays or not anymore, a genius with the walking bass line, which is a hallmark of pretty much many of your favorite pop and rock songs. Following that, it's one thing to have Carol, who's just amazing. And we also have Barbara. Yes, The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand follows that, recorded in late 73. And Barbara had a very busy schedule. She was making that film, and there was a deadline. And so they kind of rushed the album together. This song was recorded live in one take. And Marty Page, the producer, as the story goes, was unhappy. Very unhappy, and actually yelled at Carol in the studio for the way she played on this. Well, you know, this is one of those sit your ass down and calm. You know, really, seriously. This ended up becoming the number one single in America for 1974. Yes, nothing succeeds like success, doesn't it, Carol? Following that, oh God, what a smoker. Cover of a Dave Mason song when he wrote it with Traffic. That was Joe Cocker from early in his career with Feeling All Right. Joe already had a great band called The Grease Band. With producer Danny Cordell also brought in some session musicians, and this was the first song on that album, and amazing job. Incidentally, because this is the way things work, Joe Cocker would eventually go on to release a live album called Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which featured band leader Leon Russell, who, of course, was also a member of the Wrecking Crew. And following that, oh my, what a smoker, written by Ashford and Simpson, and by the man himself, Brother Ray Charles. I don't need no doctor. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. And the Ray Letts doing an amazing job on that as well. Carol has stated numerous times that the sessions that she did with Ray Charles were some of her favorites. And the song we just heard, would you believe it or not? Hungry Freaks, Daddy. The very first song from the very first album by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Yes. And Carol eventually left during the recording of their second album, Absolutely Free. She said she was kind of uncomfortable with some of the lyrics, said nothing but wonderful things about Frank, and Frank has always said wonderful things about Carol. It's just, you know, they're both being honest and being adults. It's just, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? Right. Yeah, who would have ever guessed? In addition to the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa also had a group of studio musicians come in and called them the Mothers Auxiliary. Yes. And now, Coral, I've never done, and I was privately podcasting for several years, and we racked up several hundred shows, and decided to go for broke with this new series. And there's something with this program I have never really done before. And Coral's a huge fan of TV themes. Well, we could not have picked a better artist to spotlight today, because in addition to all these major hits and amazing albums that Carol played on, she also played on numerous TV and film soundtracks. And we'll be kicking it all off with a band called The Marquettes. And The Marquettes featured a drummer named Hal Blaine. Yes, Carol plays the bass on this one. This is the next voices you're going to hear are Burt Ward and Adam West. This is the Batman TV theme, and get ready for the end of the third part, my lovelies and children. It's, yes, yes, the personal is political. It also going to be a whole lot of fun.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Right. Roger. Ready to move out. a honky dove. Stop a war with love.
Make a liar tell it true. Wonder Woman, get us out from under. Wonder Woman,
all our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do.
Welcome back, children of the revolution. To what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm still Teddy Ben Baron. I'm still your host and all-around crazy person. Spotlighting the one and only Carol Kay. Yes, the fantastic and wonderful Carol Kay and her fantastic, wonderful talents here for International Women's Day. Yes, playing on over 10,000 recordings that all of you have heard at least one time or another. You may have even heard them today and not even realized it. So let's recap what we've heard in our third part. Still dedicated to Coral Mallow. Yes, Carol and Coral. How does this happen? Oh, it's going to get even stranger in just a minute when I lay it all on you. And our third part was some of the TV work that that Carol had done. Starting it all off with the Batman TV theme by the Marquettes. The MASH TV theme. And it was originally written by a man named Johnny Mandel. And the actual title of this song is, believe this or not, called Suicide is Painless. And it actually had lyrics. The TV version only used the instrumental, which is absolutely wonderful. Carol plays bass on that. It's actually one of my all-time favorite shows. A bunch of people from the diverse backgrounds coming together to do something important and wonderful. Yes. We'd love to see more of that in the world, shouldn't we? Yes, we do. After that, oh my God, one of the most recognizable theme songs of the 1960s, the Green Acres TV theme. And getting back to you, Coral. So for those of you who aren't aware, this was part of a trio of shows starting with the Beverly Hillbillies and Petticoat Junction. They were all kind of interrelated, and members of each of the shows would appear on the other shows. They're all done by the same producer, set in the same kind of area. Eva Gabor, of course, was from Budapest, Hungary, and was well-known as a socialite, also a fantastic actress, singer, Broadway stage performer, and did a lot of television. She was also a very successful businesswoman marketing wigs and cosmetics. Eddie Albert, believe this or not, he and his wife had a very interesting career. They were both actors and actresses. She was blacklisted for a while, and probably the only thing that saved, according to reports, Eddie Albert's career during the 50s and 60s, during the McCarthy hearings, was the fact that when he was with the Coast Guard, he was actually working, believe this or not, undercover as a clown. I'm not even making this up, in Mexico, and secretly taking pictures of U-boats for the U.S. government. German U-boats would dock in Mexico. He eventually enlisted in the Navy during World War II and was awarded the Bronze Star. Yes, wow. I know, right? And you just thought he was some lawyer on some TV show. All right, following that, from Buenos Aires, Argentina, Lalo Schifrin. Yes, the Mission Impossible theme. Instantly recognizable as well. Ran for 7 seasons, yes, and was one of the first TV shows in the United States to feature African-American actors. And Lalo Schifrin was a jazz artist and was really starting to come into his own with the jazz fusion scene as it was happening in the late 60s and early 70s. Carol has stated over and over again that some of her favorite sessions were with Lalo Schifrin, and our next person. That was Quincy Jones with the full version, yes, of the Ironside TV theme starring Raymond Burr. Oh, yes. The very, very handsome Raymond Burr. And Quincy Jones, of course, got to start as a jazz musician, just like Carol did. Yes, and they were both friends of the one and only Ray Charles. Following that, Mort Stevens and his orchestra with the Hawaii 5-0 TV theme. Yes, Carol was really adept. So, you know, what have we heard? We've heard pop and soul, R&B, straight up rock and roll and jazz and, you know, it all kind of comes together on this fantastic theme. Mort Stevens was actually a CBS television executive and in charge of their music production for their West Coast operations. Yes. And the song we just heard, oh my God, I'm sure that Coral is probably doubling over like, no, 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 there's no possible way. Well, yes. The Wonder Woman TV theme from their very first season. And that was by a studio creation called New World Symphony, of course, named after the Dvorak, you know, compositions. And not to be confused with another New World Symphony, which was founded in 1987 in Miami, Florida, to teach children, you know, who were serious about careers in classical music. And yes, so it's kind of a disco-y thing. Even Carol could do anything, right? Because she is a Wonder Woman. And this has a very personal significance to Coral and I. See, I'm going to tell a little quick story. Coral and I were kind of married for about a year. and there's some of you who probably do not understand this. When I ran for Mr. Oregon State Leather in 2007, she was running as Ms. Oregon State Leather in 2007, and we both won our titles. It was kind of this dog and pony show. It was literally one of the things I absolutely hate about the way these things work. But, you know, if you want to play the game, you know, you got to sometimes you got to jump through a few hoops, right? And I kind of like dogs and ponies, but whatever. Anyway, so, you know, I did this, you know, here I am. I'm the like the crazy leather socialist revolutionary. And she's this amazing teacher and fantastic woman, beautiful energy. And we had to do these like little skits. And mine was to, believe it or not, It's Your Thing by the Isley Brothers, right? And Carol, if you're listening, you know that song and you know it's a stone. You know it, right? Oh, yes. I bet you could just play the shit out of that thing. Anyway. Coral did this fantastic skit where she was Wonder Woman and saved this person from being abused, and the crowd just ate it up. You know, not wanting to be typecast in any way, she was wonderful enough a few months later to do it for a charity show that I was hosting. And so there we were, right? Raising money for, you know, an AIDS food bank and, you know, Esther's Pantry. And me with Central City Concern, which runs community health clinics. Yes, you know, there's that Wonder Woman movie coming out with Gal Gadot. She's fabulous, isn't she? Oh, my God. But 1984, which I remember very, very well. But this is the movie that really needs to be made. The Leather Socialist and Wonder Woman. Coming to a theater near you. And of course, who's going to play Coral? Well, no one could play Coral but Coral, right? And I'm hoping that Tony would play me. For those of you who don't know, he was the dad on Veronica Mars, the very sexy dad on Veronica Mars. But I digress. Anyway, and if Carol K, God, if this thing ever took off, it would be an absolute honor to have you play on the soundtrack. Yes, it would be. Now, here we are to the finale. The grand finale. And there's a whole lot of haters. Most of them men. All right. The way it's always been. Unfortunately, as you read these stories about Carol and the names she gives, she has so many wonderful things to say about people. And even if she doesn't have something nice to say about somebody, she really doesn't want to talk about it because she's a woman of class. Right? I mean, honestly. And it's just, you know, there's just something to be said for that. You know, and I'm just kind of lump these things together, you know, and they're numerous. Bitter Bobby's bassist blog or whatever it is. Oh, Carol didn't play this song. It was Larry Netchel and blah, blah, blah. Well, this is actually one of my all-time favorite songs. It's a group from my hometown of Los Angeles and from one of my all-time favorite albums. And you can't say Stone Cold Classic Rock without mentioning this band or this song because it is all that. Well, to Bitter Bobby, anyone else falls under that umbrella. Number one, you weren't there. Let me repeat that. You weren't there. Number two, the Lady K has the contract. Yes. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, at gmail.com. Love to you all. Have a wonderful and wonderful and exciting International Women's Day. Remember, let's build each other up. Instead of trying to tear each other down like Bitter Bobby is and all these other people. And remember that there are women doing amazing things and you don't even know about it. And it's time for us to take a moment, and one of hopefully many in the future, to thank them and encourage them. This is, with Carole Kaye on bass, from the very first album by The Doors, called The Doors, from 1967, Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.